A second day of passionate and emotional debate in Boston today as Massachusetts legislators consider changing the state constitution to ban gay marriage. As debate raged in the chamber, behind-the-scenes negotiations continued on a compromise that would establish civil unions. The lawmakers are under increased pressure to act after the state's highest court last week ruled that gays and lesbians have a constitutional right to marry. NPR's Tovia Smith is in Boston, and she joins us now. Tovia, lawmakers resumed debate at noon earlier today after two votes failed to break the deadlock. So what's the latest right now?
Well, earlier tonight, they struck down an amendment that would ban gay marriage. And as far as civil unions go, that particular measure did not require or prevent them. It kind of left it to the legislature to decide at a later date. That was defeated. Now they are in a brief recess, but they are debating a measure that would establish civil unions. It kind of takes away gay marriage, but gives back something, gives back civil unions at the same time. And it's appealing to many lawmakers who are looking for a kind of a middle-of-the-road way out of this difficult issue. But this is opposed in a strange kind of bedfellow kind of way by both the extremes in this debate, the conservatives, who don't want to see civil unions of any kind, and the gay rights activists, who say that civil unions would basically just offer them crumbs compared to the whole loaf of marriage. So it's really opposed by both ends, and it's looking like it doesn't have the votes.
Well, from the perspective of the gay rights activists, what kind of strategy might be preferable?
What's interesting now is that they are actually, they've kind of given up on trying to save gay marriage. They're now scrambling over what kind of amendment banning gay marriage will pass, what kind of language that will include. And remember, this needs to be approved by lawmakers two times and then by voters on a ballot question. So gay rights activists are kind of trying, they kind of figure that a kinder, gentler measure that creates civil unions might pass with voters. So now they're hoping that a harsher amendment that just bans gay marriage and comes down kind of harsher on gay rights would be not palatable to voters, and voters would defeat it. And if it's defeated, of course, the Supreme Court decision on gay marriage would stand, and gay marriage would remain legal. So it's a really kind of high stakes, all or nothing kind of gamble here. But advocates think it's their best option.
Tovia, the past 2 days have been very emotional, and at times things have also gotten very personal. You have some tape from today's debate that gives us a sense of that. Could you tell us about it?
It was emotional, Michelle. There was one lawmaker who stood up earlier today and said that he was going to vote to ban gay marriage, even though that vote was going to cause a very painful falling out with one of his family members, a close family member. That was Democratic Representative David Flynn, and he was really choked up on the House floor when he kind of begged his family to understand that he just kind of had to do what he had to do.
Let's hear what he had to say.
I lost a member of my family last night because of my vote. And I say that member of the family, I love you, I want you back in my family. But you must understand, I took the oath of this office, and I've always sworn as the rest of you to do what you and I believe is right, regardless of politics, regardless of religion, and regardless of family.
And Michelle, it was just as impassioned on the other side. One example I can tell you about is a state senator who is openly gay. That's State Senator Jarrett Barrios. And he stood in the chamber and he talked about being unable to marry his partner of more than 10 years. And he told a story about the trouble that he had when his 7-year-old son was sick and he tried to take him to the hospital.
Tovia, even at this late hour, hundreds of people are still outside the chambers. Could you just very quickly tell us about that?
The crowd is growing, and gay rights activists just went out there and kind of whooped it up a little bit and told the crowd to bring in even more people. They said it's important to send a message to lawmakers that what was going to happen would have to be, if they were going to take away gay rights, they were going to have to do it to their faces, they said.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tovia. NPR's Tovia Smith reporting from Boston.